When 1 in 3 Americans are raised without a dad, Marianne Howland wants more for her son than a statistic. She invites 4 men to mentor him. His mentors become his collective dad, their story a book, Warrior Rising, How 4 Men Helped a Boy on His Journey to Manhood. This week on the Janice Adams Show, Saturday at noon.
I'm Jason Dole, Program Director here at Radio Catskill, and I'm just reminding you that our fabulous online auction is happening right now. Go to WJFFradio.org. You can't miss the button that says Bid Now. You click on that, and then you can sign up, register to bid, and start looking at the great things there. In fact, in the time that I've been telling you about this, I've pretty much got myself registered here. But don't worry, I'm not going to bid against you on any of your items. Radio Catskill's fabulous online auction is happening now. WJFFradio.org. This is a local edition, local news and information to keep you connected in the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Jason Dole. I want to thank you so much for joining us. If you've been listening to the news at all today, you know that the bill was signed into law making Juneteenth an official federal holiday. And Juneteenth is coming up this Saturday. And folks are going to be celebrating right here in Sullivan County. We'll check in with Sullivan County NAACP's Tiffany Jones to talk about the Juneteenth celebration in Monticello. That's coming up in the second half of the program. But first, each year, Wayne County Dairy Promotion Committee selects a dairy princess who acts as an ambassador for the local dairy industry. This year's winner is Madison Roberts. And coming up next Thursday, she and her court will be involved in an interesting competition with the Wayne County Commissioners for Ice Cream Month. Here to tell us more about it right now, we have Madison, the Dairy Princess from Wayne County. Hello, Madison. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing pretty good.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us today and being on the program here with us. So do you want to explain for the listener what is a dairy princess?
A dairy princess is someone who goes around and promotes and shares information about the dairy industry.
Great. And what happens specifically in June and July? What's special about this time of year?
June is National Dairy Month and was founded in 1937, I believe. And it was just a month where dairy products were handed out because of, just to get it out. So it became a National Dairy Month. And July is National Ice Cream Month.
Oh, okay, and I guess that makes sense because it tends to be one of the hotter ones, so it's a good month for ice cream. Yeah, so what's this competition that you've got going on with the Wayne County Commissioners for Ice Cream Month?
We are making an ice cream tower, Dairy Princess against the commissioners of Wayne County, and that is in Honesdale.
Wait. I've had ice cream in a cone. I've seen ice cream in a dish. I've even seen ice cream by the bucketful. But a tower? What's a tower of ice cream?
We just have to basically stack ice cream, take it out of the wrapper and stack it, and we have to decorate it and stuff.
Oh my goodness! Oh wow. And does, somebody judge the towers? Is it just a matter of whose tower gets the tallest?
I'm not really sure, so...
Okay, so
we'll have to check it out.
You're gonna have to find out even as you're stacking the ice cream.
Yes.
This is, I mean, I've heard of dairy princesses. I've never heard of ice cream tower competition. So that's neat. So, I mean, you wouldn't be in this position unless you had something to say about dairy. I mean, are you connected to the dairy industry? Do you have a familiarity with dairy farming in any way?
Yeah. I live on a retired dairy farm. I also work at Carkins Creamery, who also has a dairy farm. My dad and his dad were both milk truck drivers, and my mother's side has a long history of dairy farming.
Okay, so not only do you have this immediate connection in your life, but this is something that goes back generations on both sides of your family.
Yes.
So what can you give me any idea of what you think about where dairy is at? Because my understanding is, from what I know about talking to farmers in Sullivan County and a couple farmers in Wayne County, the dairy farming's hard, and it's only gotten harder over the years. That's why you have, you know, so many farms that are, you know, like you said, like former dairy farms. How is dairy doing in Wayne County? Are people still making a living at it?
There's very few. There used to be a lot, but there's a very few now that have running dairy farms.
And what do you think about that, and what do you think should be done?
I think dairy farmers should get a little bit more support.
Yeah.
Because we eat a lot, we drink milk, we eat cheese and yogurt and ice cream, and I just think dairy farmers could use a little bit more support.
And is that, getting that message out, is that part of what you're going to be doing as a dairy princess?
Yes, that's what I'm going to try to do.
And so how did you get to be dairy princess?
I had to apply for it, and then I had to do a speech and a skit.
Can you tell me what your speech was about?
My speech was about the benefits of drinking milk.
And like, what are those?
Milk is actually more beneficial than most energy drinks, such as Gatorade.
Really?
Yes.
Are people, I mean, are you still in school?
Yeah.
So what do you see, like, people your age doing? Are they going for the milk still, or are they going for those energy drinks?
I find a lot of them drinking the energy drinks.
Oh, yeah, geez. Well, so now that you're a dairy princess, you can tell them, you know, what's up with the milk. I heard you also have a court. Can you tell us who that is?
The court is basically made up of younger girls who are helping me support the dairy industry.
Okay, great. And do you know who any of them are?
Could you say that again?
Can you tell us who they are?
Kenley Roberts, Sydney Roberts, Electra Cahidis.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, that's cool.
And there's some more other girls.
All right. And do you know of any other events that you're going to be trying to get the word out as a dairy princess in the coming year? I mean, after Ice Cream Month, do you know what's on the horizon for you?
I'm going to be going to the fair during the dairy show, the Dairy Cow Show, and handing out ribbons. And I will be doing in-store promotions and posting fun recipes on Facebook.
Okay, great. And I assume you're talking about the Wayne County Fair. I assume, like, you're familiar with the fair?
Yes.
Did you have you participated in the fair in the past, and what was that like?
Like, what do you mean by participating?
Well, I mean, like you say, you're going to be over by the dairy section. I wonder, like, I don't know if you were part of 4-H, if you've ever had anything in the fair. Like, have you ever done anything more than just, like, go to the rides and stuff at the fair, or is this your first time doing something in an official capacity?
I was in 4-H, and I have handed out ribbons in past years, the Dairy Princess.
Oh, all right, cool. So you're keeping the tradition going?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, I want to thank you so much for talking to us. And before we get going, is there anything else that you want people to know?
Drink milk and support dairy.
There you go. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. I wish you luck as a Wayne County Dairy Princess.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night. Okay, and that was Madison Roberts, Dairy Princess, as promoted by the Wayne County Dairy Promotion Committee. This is National Dairy Month, and next month is National Ice Cream Month. It was great talking to Madison about all of that. You're listening to the Local Edition right here on Radio Catskill. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our next guest in just a few. Hold on a moment.
On last week's Wait, Wait, Alonzo Bowden said it wasn't a problem that a leading candidate for mayor of New York seems to live in New Jersey.
You know, there's really nothing more New York than not being able to afford to live in New York.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join us this week with special guest Anna Conkle, star of Pen 15. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Hello, I'm Thane Peterson, host of WJFF's Living Jazz Show. You know, jazz is probably the greatest gift we've ever given to world culture. And every Friday from noon to 2, I bring you the best, the most interesting, the most current jazz you're going to hear anywhere. Please join me. Living Jazz, Fridays from noon on WJFF.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. This week on Latino USA, a year after its scheduled release, In the Heights hits theaters across the country. I speak with director John M. Chu about why he thinks immigrant narratives deserve to be summer blockbusters.
The best parts are the struggle, because that's how you see how tough everyone is. That's how you see how much people care about each other.
That's this week on Latino USA.
Friday afternoon at 2 on Radio Catskill.
You're listening to Radio Catskill. Don't forget to follow us on social media at WJFF Radio. At WJFF Radio is our handle on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Catskill. And make sure you never miss an edition of the Local Edition by signing up for our podcast wherever you get your podcast from. It's a Local Edition from Radio Catskill. And we have lots of other fine podcasts as well. You can see them all at WJFFradio.org, or again, subscribe wherever you get podcasts.
So many generous businesses and organizations have donated to the fabulous online auction, including the Chi Hive, Catskill Cycle Works, the Calicoon Theater, Hurleyville Performing Arts Center, Calicoon Hills, One Grand Books. The fabulous online auction. Go to WJFFradio.org. Register and bid now.
Next time on Ask Me Another, from Better Call Saul and The Mandalorian, Giancarlo Esposito talks about meeting Baby Yoda. Then comic Bethany Van Delft and musician Don Will answer the question, is it broccoli? Plus, from Hacks, we play games with comedy couple Lucia Onyello and Paul W. Downs. So join me on NPR's Ask Me Another, the answer to life's funnier questions.
Sunday morning at 11 on Radio Catskill.
This is the Local Edition. I'm Jason Dole. Thank you for being here with us. When you may have heard about Juneteenth in the news. We got big news about Juneteenth this week. You also know it's also called Emancipation Day or Juneteenth Independence Day. This is a holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States, when the last of the enslaved peoples learned that slavery was no more. Observed annually on June 19th. And today, this very day, President Biden signed a bill establishing Juneteenth as a federal holiday. Here locally, coming up on Saturday, this Juneteenth, Sullivan County NAACP is hosting a Juneteenth celebration at the Ted Strobel Rec Center, going from noon till 6. On the phone with us now to talk about the event is Tiffany Barrow, committee chair for the Juneteenth celebration in Monticello. Good evening, Tiffany. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And what a day to have you on talking about Juneteenth with what just happened in the news today.
What an awesome day.
What are you thinking today? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling liberated.
Yeah.
And happy at the same time.
I mean, we know that there's so much more that needs to be done, just in terms of the issues surrounding race and the legacy of enslavement in America. But given all that work that needs to be done, what does this mean in particular?
Well, I tell you this, I had the privilege to work in the majority of the districts within Sullivan County when I used to work for Sullivan BOCES. And just to see that Juneteenth is being celebrated in Sullivan County is huge. We have a way to go in America. We have a way to go in Sullivan County, but this is a step in the right direction. This is a step where we can say we're all coming together to celebrate something that is significant in history, and that our children and our students across the districts are coming together to celebrate. So they know that they have a future, that they have a legacy, that one day they can be politicians. One day they can be senators and police officers and doctors and lawyers, that their ancestors once were enslaved, but now through their legacy, they are free. So we're grateful for this opportunity and for all of the school districts that are participating, in particular Liberty Central School District, where I am the assistant principal in the high school. Also, we have representatives from Fallsburg coming, and also from Monticello, and I believe Ellenville as well in Ulster County. But we're excited. The students are making posters, and they're learning about Juneteenth, and this is an exciting time, and we're so happy for this happening on Saturday.
Yeah, now, so now you're talking.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry for talking at the same time, but yeah, so no. Just to make it clear for the listener, we've transitioned from talking just Juneteenth broadly to specifically this event that you've got going on Juneteenth Saturday here in Sullivan County, and that's what the students are preparing for and folks from other organizations are getting ready for too?
Yes, we're excited because students are preparing for it. We also have vaccination clinics coming as well that will give 100 vaccines to individuals that come that need to be vaccinated. We have Health First coming. We have all of these different organizations coming. There will be singing. There will be free food. There will be speeches and poems. It's going to be awesome. We just want everybody to come and unite and have a magnificent time and learn more about Juneteenth.
That's great. So you started to say that the venue had moved. So let's give people the basics of this celebration on Saturday. Where and when is it going down?
Yes. So it is Saturday, June 19th, from 12 noon to 6 p.m. in front of the Ted Strobel Recreation Center. And we are so excited about that.
Okay, that's great. And we'll continue to get that. That's what I had here. So we got the changed info. But if it had changed, I wanted to make sure we had the right
things, because we're going to keep letting folks know as well. NAACP of Sullivan County, you know, always doing stuff with the community. And this is feeling a little bit to me like what I've seen in the past with the Black History Month celebration, where it really was the young people who were the focus of getting involved. Are you, you said the students are working on images and poems and things like that. Is there any youth involvement in the planning of this event as well?
Well, it was in the portion of we're working on developing a young people's chapter of the NAACP as we speak. We're hoping that in this event we can get young people signed up so they can be in the continued planning as we go further. So right now they are planning their posters and they are learning and they're making T-shirts and they're just excited about this, because this is something that is not taught in schools. This is not something that they have grown up to learn. So they're excited. They're excited to learn about freedom, especially when it deals with their ancestors, and everyone of all nationalities, race, and creeds are coming together to learn more about this, because we have a way to go, but we're on wood towards the way that we're going right now. We're just so elated and so excited.
And this is my thoughts now, and you don't have to sign on to them at all, but I definitely like to hear what you think. But it occurs to me as you're talking here that this is also for folks for whom this is not part of their, you know, their ancestors were not those who were enslaved. For other Americans, it's still about freedom, which is a big part of America. Now, when we celebrate Independence Day on July 4th, 1776, there was a lot of people that weren't free, and there's a lot of people that weren't equal. There's a lot of people, including all women, who weren't citizens. So this seems like an additional way to celebrate more freedom for more people in our nation's history.
And I would agree with you. And I'm grateful for the African American Emancipation Day. I'm grateful because we see so many monumental things that have happened since our ancestors were slaves, in, you know, President Barack Obama becoming president, and even our vice president now, and even in the Board of Regents, to see even the vice chancellor of the Board of Regents, Judge Finn, right in the heart of Monticello. We're just so grateful that so many people are just coming forth and rising to the top. We have been down for so long as an African American community, but we're brilliant, we're smart, we're innovative, and we want our children to know that. Even though if they don't see everyone that looks like them in high positions locally, that one day they can be in a high position. So this is really an empowerment day. This is a time that we all come together to celebrate freedom and to celebrate where we have come from and looking forward to where we are going.
Where are we going? What do you think needs to happen next? Not to be down on this momentous news, but as we said, there's more work to be done. So I'm wondering what, if you have any thoughts about like where we are going from here and where we need
yes,
to go.
I think particularly in Sullivan County, we need to have courageous conversations about race. We need to have conversations with the police departments, the school districts, all organizations. We need to learn about implicit bias as a county. We need to be able to speak about it and have professional development about it. This will help us. We have to talk about the hard topics. This is an area where racism is embedded in generations, and the only way to get through this is to speak about it. Sometimes things are implicit bias, and people don't even know when comments are racist or their actions are racist. So we need to have professional development as a community and come together and learn that we are all We all have the same color blood. We all have children that we love. We need to come together and help learn about the culture so that we can do better. You know better. Let's do better. We have to right all of the wrongs that have been done in the past. So I am encouraged. I believe that we're going in the right direction. We have dealt with so many different issues, but it's time to come together and make a stand and make a difference in humanity.
Wow. And you just said you know better, so let's do better. And that I'm hearing the educator speak there. That's what you're sounding like, somebody to me who definitely works in education. That's something you could say to anybody of any age. You know what's better, so now we need to do better. And it sounds like you're taking an educator's approach to the community, saying this is now people need to learn, and then we need to put what we've learned into action.
Yes, sir. We all, everyone. I'm a lifetime learner. I believe that we all should learn. We need to, in order to get along, we have to understand each other's culture. Someone might think something is disrespectful because they don't understand a culture. In order, and even, you know, with the school to prison pipeline, like, we have to understand what restorative practices are. Some students are in certain situations that they don't know how to do things appropriately because they were never taught. So this is something that has to start in all of the schools, all of the communities, where we help and we nurture students and we empower them to know who they are in order to know where they're going.
I don't want to push you into pure politics, but it occurs to me that you're saying this, and like you say, like, you know, we've all got the same color blood. We have a lot of similarities, but yet we don't all have the same words to even talk about the same reality. And at the same time, you've got people walking around the same time that Juneteenth is becoming a federally recognized national holiday. You've got people pushing legislation to make it so you can't teach 1619 in schools. 1619, the first date documented of enslaved people being brought to the shores of America. And there's people that want to fight the facts on that right now. So I appreciate what you're saying, like, what needs to be done. But that just, to me, underscores, like, how tall of an order it is to just get over that hurdle of people aren't even talking the same reality right now.
You know what? Fear is something that can cripple people. And I just believe that because of fear, some people are afraid to speak the truth. And I was always taught from a little girl that the truth will set you free. And because of this Juneteenth being an Emancipation Day and a Freedom Day, we have to start speaking the truth. From the White House to the poorhouse, we have to speak the truth. We can, our students now and our children, they are researchers. They are they know what happened and they want to see it change. And I mean students from all nationalities. They want the right, the wrongs to be right, and we are going to do it. We're going to make it. If it's not in my generation, it will be in my children's generation. But we're onward to where we need to be, and I'm going to stand firm. I'm going to do what I can to empower students to have these conversations and to do what we can for justice for all.
Wow, that's great. And it's time, as you're saying, there's time to tell the truth, and the truth will set you free. And this is all about freedom. Fantastic,
yes,
way
sir.
Of looking at it. And I really do appreciate this perspective on this Momentum Day, because you kind of focused it up and you brought it home locally. NAACP Juneteenth celebration, Ted Strobel Rec Center in Monticello, going from noon to 6 this Saturday, Juneteenth. Tiffany Barrow, happy Juneteenth to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Thank
it
you.
Was a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us. Have a good night. Okay, that's it. That's the local edition, local news and information for the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. Thank you to our guests for joining us tonight. Thank you to Patricio Rabayo for producing. and thank you for listening. Stay tuned. Coming right up, it's time for John Gordon and Ramble Tamble. Don't go anywhere.